Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Friday Bite-Sized Political Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, folks. And we're going to chat a little bit about essentially information that Mr. Andrew Bridgen has provided to all members in the House of Commons concerning the huge increases in illness from spring 2021 following the experimental COVID-19 vaccine rollout. As Andrew says, none of them can now say they didn't know or were not told. It's all in the NHS data itself. I hope colleagues will now be more enthusiastic to support my debate on the COVID-19 pandemic response and trends in excess deaths, which happens on the 18th of April in the Commons. Anyway, back to the information. So what he's done is he's gotten information from the NHS, which was published based on the financial year. So, excuse me, and there's a couple of graphs which I think really are quite shocking when you think about it. And the first thing is this is looking at a terrible condition for anyone that has it, and it's called a benign neoplasm brain infrontorial. So sort of like some sort of brain tumor, I suppose you might call it. Anyway, it plots the numbers of these across all ages. And you can see that, you know, from 2012 to 2019, it's pretty consistent, sits around maybe 80, 90, something like that, maybe 100. 2022, it jumps up to 349. Yeah, you heard me right, 349. And then you might ask, well, oh, that's nasty. So who was getting all these terrible brain tumor events? And you look into the age groups, and it's 0 to 29-year-old. And you can see this again. It's so clear in the chart that Andrew's provided. You can see that if you look across the age demographics, 0 to 29, 30 to 59, and 60 to 69, it's the young people. It's the young people that got it. It's the young people driving this. Now, what else were we giving to that younger age group during that time? Because you can see it starts to lift off in 2021, the year they started. You can see instant increase. And then 2023, 2022, it surges. It surges. And then if you think, well, okay, that's just one thing. Okay, let's talk about then malignant neoplasms of the breast, right? So if you look at this again over the last 13 years. If you go from 2012 to 2019, it's basically nothing. It's almost nothing. The average number would appear to be maybe about 2 or 3. Okay, that's the average for malignant neoplasms of the breast. 2021 jumps up to 149. 2022, it stays there around about 144. So it's like a massive increase. And then you look to see, well, where's this? What's this happening in? What group is this happening in? And overwhelmingly, you can see that it's women aged 30 to 59 who are getting this terrible affliction. So two different forms of, tumor of cancer, one affecting younger people, as in 29 and under, and the other affecting women 30 to 59. And again, completely disproportionate to anything that we witnessed in the decade before that. So when something isn't happening, and then you roll out these COVID treatments, and then it does happen, I'm sorry, if you're not prepared to admit that, yeah, we see it. We see the problem. We need to deal with the problem. Then you're a dishonest broker. And I suspect where Andrew Bridgen is possibly getting it wrong is most of those around him are dishonest brokers. They don't care about facts. They're not remotely interested in facts. They're interested in the fact that they pushed it at the time and they went with it and they encouraged us. And now that we can see in all kinds of charts that it was pretty apparent from right from the get-go, right from 2021. This should have all been stopped by, you know, the spring of 2021, certainly by the summer of 2021. But no, it accelerated. It accelerated all the way through 2021. That was the killing year. 2021. Then when you get to 2022, the numbers are just undeniable. And 2023, undeniable. So what do? They turn around to the Office of National Statistics and they say to them, hey guys, can you recalculate this to bring down excess deaths? We need it statistically manipulated because it's a tad awkward for us, you know, because we told people that they were safe and effective. Turns out that they're dangerous and potentially lethal. Yeah, so we got a bit wrong, but hey, never mind. I'm sure we all were sufficiently rewarded for our support of the big pharma that, you know, we need to be able to walk on and not focus on these things. So I hope, you know, Andrew's got his debate coming up on the 18th of April, and I'm sure there will be more people coming along to that. But I am aware of the fact that's a Friday afternoon, and Friday afternoon, that House of Commons is mostly empty. So it'll be interesting to see just how many people turn up to his debate, and it'll be interesting to see what they say. But he's absolutely right in one thing. The evidence is there. The evidence is undeniable. The inescapable vax damage is available for all to see if they have eyes.